Galleria Lincoln will have its grand opening on February 8th with a solo art show by artist Eugenia Ayo Carmona. The artist was born and raised in the border town of El Paso, Texas, and periodically has lived in Chihuahua and other regions of Mexico. The style she embraces is heavily influenced by intuition and by the creation of her own visual vocabulary. Here to tell us about her Ayo Rituals show is artist Ayo Carmona. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you for having me here.
So we were talking, Ayo, and you have been like all over the place in Chihuahua, Denton, Las Cruces, El Paso, Juarez.
Philadelphia. I mean, I lived a little bit in Philly too. I mean, I've lived in multiple regions in Mexico, Monterrey, Ciudad de México.
That's all.
That's it. And Dallas and Denton. Yeah.
So what is it about the nomad in you that keeps you moving?
I guess it's always just been this unknowingness of where I stand, where I should be, where am I supposed to be, right? Like, it's like this search for where's my home? And I've come back to El Paso, you know, fortunately, thanks to, you know, sad situations, I feel like it's brought me back to my roots and it's brought a lot of fruit. It's brought a lot of fruit in my journey. It's just been like a ring to a finger, you know. I don't know how you say these things in English, but like in Spanish, it's like como anillo al dedo. Like it just fits, you know. It fits my personality. You know, you have Las Cruces, you have Mexico, you have Texas. It's like
it's all
a little bit of here, yeah, a little bit of everything here, yeah.
And it seems like since you've been back, you've done a good job of like, okay, you've got projects going on in Las Cruces. You got, obviously, you get to open the art. What does that feel like? We didn't even talk about that.
Oh, my gosh, right? I don't even know. Like, I'm just like, for me, it's such a blessing. I feel like I really do put my heart into my work. And for someone to just reach out to me out of nowhere and tell me, hey, you know, we're opening up a gallery. We want you to open. To me, that's just like, wow, like somebody's receiving that message. Like somebody's on my vibe. They're grooving with it. They like it. So I feel blessed. Like to me, it's an honor.
It's so cool. And then to hear those guys talk about it, because we had Tino and Diego from the gallery before. And to them, it's like, how do I get Ayo to do a show? And one of them's like, well, we just call her. And here you are. It is that simple, right? Like, just call me, dudes.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're all connected. Like, they reached out to me through social media. I met Tino at, you know, Calavera Culture Shop while he was doing an El Paso Strong mural. I was doing another mural on Durrell, like in the lower valley. So it was just kind of like this, hey, what's up, man? Okay, cool. You're a muralist? Yeah, you? Yeah. So it was kind of like, it was a solid connection, I thought. And yeah, from there, I think that the more they started checking out my work, they were probably thinking this way before me, right? I was in my trip. I was just doing my own thing.
You were doing what you do. Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, it was just such a out of the blue moment. And I thought, you know what? I'm ready for this. I think I'm there.
You are. I mean, it's happening.
So I trust that, you know, my practice and I feel very proud about me being perseverant with the work. And it's followed me through all these travels, you know. So it's like I've never lost hope in it. I've never lost faith in the arts. And people will respond.
They are responding.
Yes, right. So
I know I've been following you on your social media, and I know you've been working a lot in the studio. Because I mean, now that you have a solo show, it means you've got to you got to make something.
Yeah.
So, can you tell us about the works you're producing for this show?
Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm producing a series of 8 paintings, and they're mostly influenced by my Mexican culture. They're mostly influenced by the rituals in the sense of, in the form of dance, in the form of the day, the night, those kinds of elements I feel have captivated me because I'm a person that thrives off a ritual. Like I have to, I don't know, do certain things
like
in my
a certain
day.
Way.
Yeah, in a certain way. Like, I mean, it might sound like monotone or something, but, you know, through my instability, something that I found out, like through my instability of having lived in so many areas, like, my ritual was that thing that kept me together because it really did hone into me. Like, I'm in this space, I'm in a different space, but I'm working through the same actions every day. And it really has been like this therapy for me to not lose my mind, I guess. You know?
It's like you're creating your own comfort regardless of where you are.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, so rituals, I mean, it was just a word that just kind of like bloop. And obviously, like the AO dot rituals is kind of like, just kind of like a marketing, you know, like something fun. I thought, hey, well, if I have another show, I'm probably going to call it AO dot something, you know, like.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's a whole beginning of who knows, a whole series.
So we'll see.
That's so cool. Uh-huh. Now, you were talking about how all that being away kind of brought you back home. Mm-hmm. Do you think before maybe you weren't sure, like, is this where I'm supposed to be? And what makes you know now that this is where you're supposed to be?
I definitely always felt that the desert would call me back. Like, I definitely always have been really connected to nature. There's nothing, I mean, the city life is great. I mean, I love it. I love the pace. I mean, I'm a hyperactive being. Like, I'm so stimulated already by what's around me, by the people around me, that, like, it's like any more stimulation, it kind of does a negative effect to me. Like, it really does. It's just something that I felt like it was something that the opportunities as well, like when I was living in Chihuahua, like it was kind of this journey to heal my body, like my actual body, because I had been depriving it of health, I feel. Like I had been working my bone off, you know, literally that, you know.
At some point your body goes, you know what?
Yeah. My body was like, yo, like, respond.
Take care of me.
Yes. Like, what's up? You know, so it was just the time. I feel like the time was just essential that I came back home. Like, it was just like I couldn't sustain myself, so I had to reach out to my parents again, you know, and I had to make that connection and be like, you know what, like, screw the ego, like, you know, like, like, go back to your parents. It's cool, man. Like, some people live with their folks. Like, it's going to be okay. Yeah. So it's like 6 years of having lived outside and now I'm back and I'm like, okay, like,
what's
this
that
is
like?
Cool.
Like, now that you're back and with them.
Right. I mean, it's been a growing journey again. Yeah. Like, everything is a ritual. Like, it's like everybody has their own life. And as I've come to a certain, I don't know, I guess I would say maturity, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in love with getting to know them all over again and them getting to know me all over again.
Do you see them as people now?
Because,
you like, they're your parents.
Yeah.
And then something happens, you come back and they're like,
Right. Like, they have their own, right. Like, they have their own mind. They have their own, like, thrills, their own loves, their own dislikes. And what's cool is now it's something like, oh, yeah, he got mad again, or, oh, my dad, you know. It's like, oh, that's just my dad,
right.
You know. Like, I don't even take it personal anymore. Like, and that's the beauty of living with people, I guess. Or living back, you know, at home for me, it's like I stopped taking things personal anymore because it's not.
Well, I think you know now that life is bigger.
It is so much.
There's more concerning things than your dad being mad about.
Oh, my God. Right. Yes.
Do you feel the opposite? Like, do you think now they see you as the person you are?
Yeah.
You know?
Probably. I mean, they probably didn't know me how I am, you know, too. So, or they're probably also getting to reestablish this new and mature, and because I was pretty crazy. Like, I mean, I think we all have those phases, but I think I was like,
maybe a little extra.
Yeah, a little extra, you know? So it was like, for me to come back and just like, to be so open about communication and be so open about establishing boundaries or just like hearing them out, you know, it's like, oh man, like, we're all human. Like, we make mistakes or whatever. I mean, I lived with a lot of people in my life, you know, because of, you know, my situation or whatever. But these are your parents. Like, they created you. They're not just some whatever people. They're like the most important people to me now, you know. Family has become my number one in a way, thanks to this situation. And I don't know, I'm so fortunate to have a mom and a dad and them to be married, you know.
That's true. And then how are they supportive of your art, or what was that like?
Yeah. I feel like whenever you have a father, for example, that is like business minded and he's
right, like,
an
get a real job.
Yeah, like what are you gonna do with that? You know? So it's like it was always me just trying to come up with, what am I gonna do with this? So it's like there's art therapy, there's art teachers, there's this, there's that.
Yeah.
And then like I just wanna be an artist. Like I really just sincerely want to make art, you know? I don't think that they believed it. I mean, I've always danced and I've always dabbled in like
the creative arts,
acting and everything, but visual art was like never my jazz. Like, I can't even sit still. Like, I don't even know how I do it. But they started taking me serious when they started seeing the work. Like, they started seeing you're actually doing something with it.
Right. I think at the end of the day, mm-hmm. your parents just want to know that you're going to be okay.
So I make it clear that, you know, art is a business.
Yeah.
And I make it clear that I am business minded. I mean, mm-hmm. I absolutely am altruistic. I absolutely feel like this deep connection to art and, you know, the ephemeral and the spiritual nature of it. But, yo, man, I live in the real world. Like, you know,
I pay the bills. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I've made peace with that, you know, because it's like there comes a point as an artist that you're like, well, I don't want to sell myself, you know, like I don't want to seem like that. But it's like, no, like I understand completely now that it's not about that. It's about you marketing yourself as a business. And that's how you hold yourself. Like, that's your image, or I don't know.
And I'll tell you, then people like me, we need people like you. I'm a master appreciator. I will buy your art.
Buy my art, please.
Right. I mean, you know, like, you need both sides of it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, it is a part. And it just, yeah. I think it takes a while for parents, especially, to be like, okay,
yeah,
she can
like,
do this.
She can do this. Like, and, you know, I'm the only girl out of two guys. I'm the youngest. So it's like, hey, man, like, you're painting murals on the street. Like, what? Like, what? Like, why are you doing this as a woman? You know, it's right. That whole deal, too, about, like, just, like, being like, no, I'm a human, and I love to do what I do, you know, regardless if I'm on the street or inside a casino or inside, you know, whatever place, in Mexico, here, wherever. It's like,
you're making it happen.
Yeah.
All right. Today, my guest has been artist A.O. Carmona, and you can see her show. She's going to break in the Galleria Lincoln. It opens on February 8th. It's called A.O. Rituals. Go check her out. Thank you so much for coming to Studio
Arts. Thank you, Marina. I appreciate it.